Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genres. Today's book is The Historian by Elizabeth Kostova, published in 2005 by Little Brown. Today is all about mysterious books, vampire legends, and history. It's 1972, and a young girl finds an old book in her father's library. The book is decorated with a woodcut of a dragon on it. When she asks her father, Paul, about it, he tells her the story of the night when he was a student studying in the library, and he found the book in amongst his papers. Paul took the book to his professor, and he's shocked to find that his professor found a similar book when he was his age. His professor tells him a story of Vlad Tepes, the basis for the Dracula myth, and how the professor's own research into the book and Vlad led him to Istanbul. But due to a number of strange events, he stopped his research and returned home, but he admits that he believes that Vlad is still alive. His professor lends Paul his notes from the time, but then the very next day, his professor mysteriously disappears. Paul is determined to find him, and when he goes back to the library, keen to learn all he can about Dracula, he meets a strange and fiercely intelligent young woman, Helen, who is coincidentally reading Bram Stoker's Dracula. And when they find they have many things in common, the two strike up an awkward friendship. But when a librarian bites Helen, the professor's strange story becomes all too real, and the two decide to follow in the professor's footsteps to Istanbul to solve the mystery of Vlad Tepes' tomb. And meanwhile, back in the 1970s, after telling her his story, the girl's father has now disappeared, and she must follow in his footsteps once again. And this time, will the mystery finally be solved? The Historian is the ultimate dark mystery for me, with elements of historical fiction and horror, written in a literary style but with a cracking pace and the suspense of a thriller and a detective novel. This book is an absolutely delicious read. Three timelines are woven together, from the professor and Paul and the unnamed young daughter narrator, and their stories are all told through letters and oral accounts. And the chapters swiftly switch from one perspective to another, keeping the reader engaged and hungry for more, just like the characters. As the title suggests, this book is about history, but not just the formal study of an academic uncovering the historical mysteries of what happened to Vlad Tepes' tomb in the 15th century. This is also about the history of the Ottoman Empire and Eastern Europe in the 1950s. And also it's the story of the narrator's own family. Through the letters, she finally learns about her own family history, which has been kept hidden from her until she begins this quest. The book is also about greed, possessiveness, and obsession. The lengths people will go to find the book and protect its secrets. The writing is superb, with all the descriptive details that I love. And while I was quite familiar with Dracula and all his myths, before I read this book, I knew very little about the Ottoman Empire and its impact throughout Eastern Europe, so this added an extra element of interest for me. So if you like vampires, historical mysteries, strange books, the Ottoman Empire, intrigue and estranged families, I heartily recommend The Historian by Elizabeth Kostova. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.